El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, we had a picture there. There it is right there.
Yeah, you're not answering my questions, though.
I'm not going to talk to you anymore, Margaret, about, you know, what you think about the, you know, the albatross, because you're, you know.
You think I'm a knee-jerk environmentalist.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a jerk.
I will hurt you physically. You understand that, don't you?
Not in this studio, you won't.
No, not here, but I will hurt you physically. I'm a woman, but I will bury this in your eye.
See what she did? It's the same thing done yesterday.
Well, then don't bug her. It's a hell of a thing to say, Margaret.
I don't care. I'm sitting here trying to make a point, and you've got that man sitting there and waving his arms around and spit flying from his mouth, and he's always eating. What is that you're eating right now?
They're garlic sticks.
Yes, I could. Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out, what that smell was. There was a stench. Oh.
Well, the other night you were complaining about the stink coming off of us.
Yeah, the cable was coming from your purse.
Exactly. It was coming out of your purse. So.
That wasn't a purse. It was a bag, a shopping bag. Oh, God.
So we got that one wrong. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't know what a purse is.
Oh, no, we don't. We're guys. It looked like a purse. You call it a bag. Okay.
You're guys, huh? Well, I think the jury's out on that one. Oh, give me five.
Yeah. Get out of here. Give me five. All right. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police going to join us as we speak here tonight. On this very, very unusual occurrence in the Middle East. It's never occurred in my life. This has never happened in my life until I read this story. I've never seen anything like this. And it is a group, a populist demonstration of Libyan people who are opposing the killing of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, blaming the Libyan officials for involvement in it, and essentially a backlash against this alleged terrorist group, Ansar al-Sharia, this brigade in central Benghazi. I say terrorist group because Ansar al-Islam was a group of al-Qaeda-allied terrorists that operated in Iraq before 9/11, and were there in Iraq, and of course that doesn't matter to anybody because their name isn't Al Qaeda, so they're just fine and dandy. But nonetheless, this was the group, and it's a very, very interesting story. And I want to get a little bit more into it. Jay Santos joining us here from the South Bay this evening, out on patrol with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, it's certainly good of you to be with us, and I appreciate you taking the time.
You know, always a pleasure to be on your program, especially to talk about security and certainly security of Benghazi people.
This story here says Benghazi fighting erupts as protesters oppose Libyan militia. Fighting broke out in the city of Benghazi as unarmed protesters tried to capture a base of the Islamist militia, blamed by some Libyan officials for involvement in the killing of U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. Libyan television reported 28 casualties in the fighting yesterday at the headquarters of the Ansar al-Sharia Brigade in Benghazi. Protesters earlier took control of Ansar al-Sharia base inside Benghazi and the base of a second militia after a day of demonstrations against the failure of Libya's government to discipline militias.
It's a very interesting situation, Phil, as we monitor that situation. Certainly we do join with you and other people who outrage at the killing of Ambassador Stevens. We join you, Phil, in feeling a feeling of that this is a positive sign, if you want to put it that way, coming from the Libyan people, that they will not be necessarily dictated to or controlled by a murdering mob. Having said that, we do want to observe and to monitor the situation before we. You know, I can't imagine us going over there and telling them, you know, to back down, but we certainly would try and consider some action to make sure that they don't ever step a bounds.
Well, no, you got to tell me something. How do you guys go over and control that? I just wanted to get a security overview.
You want to get what?
I just wanted to get a security overview. I didn't know that you're not going to go over there.
No, only if we see the Libyan authorities overstepping their bounds. Now, look, the people said that we don't like what the Libyan authority is doing, and we want them to hold accountable those militias that are acting in an amoral way. And I can certainly agree with that, and we will, of course, back that up. But if they do not, then, of course, we have to look at that.
But you're not going to go over there.
No, I'm not saying that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to go over there and straighten things out. It's ridiculous. But what I am saying is if we see the Libyan authority not acting in a way that is, not acting in a way that's beneficial to Libyan people, then we would most likely at least attempt to speak to Libyan officials, for instance, here in the United States. We would try to contact Libyan officials in Washington and do what we could to freeze assets. Those are things that the Citizens Auxiliary Police can do.
And I don't understand how you guys can do that. You're not even an official police agency. I mean,
when you say we're not official police agency, it gets us back to that. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? You're saying I'm not official police agency.
I'm saying that you guys are not officially police. You are a volunteer group. You are a group that you say that you monitor the police to make sure they're not overstepping their bounds. How do you?
I didn't say that we were going to go to Libya, Phil, and rescue people.
No, I know that, but what you did say was that you would attempt to contact Libyan officials and freeze their assets. How do you possibly do that?
That's probably one of the easiest things that we could do in terms of being Citizens Auxiliary Police to freeze an asset of Libya. That's probably one of the easiest things what we do. So I'm not exactly sure if you...
Well, tell me how you would do that.
That's a very easy thing to do. I mean, you contact any Libyan official is currently in the country. You can make contact with them inside the embassy or inside a consulate, make contact with them outside, and at that time approach them and tell them that you are there to unfortunately freeze whatever assets they have. And it's something as simple. Sometimes assets are billions of dollars, Phil, and sometimes an asset is nothing more than someone's automobile or what they have on them. No, it's not a difficult thing.
What they have on them.
Yes, sir, that is correct. And
are you telling me you mug them?
No, I am not saying that we mug them. We would not. That's an illegal act. That's a very interesting thing. Why would you even say I want to do that?
Well, you said what they have on them. You're going to freeze the assets. So that sounds to me like you're mugging them.
No, I'm not mugging them. Mugging somebody is taking their money and going out and using it for purchasing of crack, cocaine, support on a drug or support of a drug and of a whore, not a whore, but a prostitution. We're talking about freezing an asset. And
Where's the money go? How do you get the money off of them? Are you saying...
It's very simple. You walk and say, what do you got on you? What do you have on you?
And so you're forcibly taking money from an individual standing on a street.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I'm freezing the assets of a lit... I can go back and forth.
Can I say something, Phil? This is Margaret Gray, Mr. Santa. Sir, is that your name?
Well, my name is Santos.
All right, I'm sorry, Mr. Santos. Phil is saying that you are essentially approaching a private citizen.
No, I'm not. I'm approaching a member of... No, I'm not. I'm approaching a member of Libya.
You're approaching a member of Libya?
Yes, ma'am. Or Libya, what I mean is I'm approaching a consulate of Libya.
Yes, but you're approaching an individual Libyan.
That is correct.
Here in the United States.
That is correct, yes.
All right. What do you say to that individual before you ask them what they have on them?
Well, what we say to them is essentially, I'm Jay Santos, I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police, represented by Major Elvis Newton. We are here to save lives. We have Sub-Commander Gleason, which generally is the sub-commander what I go with, and we also have Sub-Commander Thompson. And then we will say, in the name of the American, of the Libyan people and America too, can you tell me what you got, how much you got on you right now, and do you have your car keys?
And so you're asking them how much do you have, and what if they say I've got $2,000 on me?
I'd say that that we would have to freeze it.
You got to freeze it?
That's correct.
And they willingly hand this over?
Well, sir, Mr. Henry, there are ways of getting people money
It sounds like you're stealing their money.
I'm not stealing their money. When you say to them, in the name of the American people, I am freezing assets. Let's back up a little bit. You've heard about freezing assets.
Yes, sir. I've heard of freezing assets, government to government. I've heard of governments freezing assets.
You ask me what we do on our level as the Citizens Auxiliary Police to affect an international situation. And I'm telling you, we will freeze an asset if we gotta.
Well, Phil said that it is government to government, not Citizens Auxiliary. This sounds like a neighborhood watch.
We are not a neighborhood boy. You just said something. We are not a neighborhood watch. I asked Mr. Henry not to have anyone on his program that would go to that level of humiliation, and you done it. And, Mr. Henry, at this particular time now, I wish to conclude. And
Hold on. Margaret, you know.
What did I do?
Don't call it Neighborhood Watch.
I'm telling you right now, if I hear it again.
All right, hold the line, and we won't, and we'll be right back. Hold on. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, on freezing the assets of Libya. Basically, his group finds some Libyan official coming out of a consulate and takes his money away from him. That's what I'm here, and his car keys. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, hold on for a minute. What you just said, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, were talking about the situation in Libya and the very interesting, and as I mentioned, I've never seen this happen. I've been around, you know, for all of the years that I've been around. I've seen all kinds of anti-American protests, and I've heard of all kinds of anti-American protests in every part of the world. This is the first time in the Middle East, very first time in the Middle East, possibly other than maybe in Israel. I don't know, even know if it's happened in Israel. That people have just taken to the streets to protest violence against Americans and against an American acting in an official capacity, an ambassador. That they, I'm telling you.
Well, what are you going to get all? So what? I mean, you're making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, Phil, if I could say something.
Go ahead.
I think we have to be very careful because there's going to be a perception on a part. I got to tell you, and I do agree with Ms. Gray on this one, that the war in Iraq, I think, was very ill-advised. And I do believe the war in Iraq was ill-advised. And that when this happens, when Libya happens, when Tunisia happened, when Egypt happened, and when a great many other countries started to have the democracy protest, people started to say, and you were one of them, that it was on account of the war in Iraq.
Absolutely, and that is a misreading of history.
I have to agree, because I was opposed to the war in Iraq.
Wait. Let me say something, okay?
Phil, you have had the bully pulpit on this for a long time. I'd like to hear Mr. Santos.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm just saying, Phil, to say that the Arab Spring, if you want to call it that, was inspired by the American invasion of Iraq is so... You know, that's very typical, I think, of a lot of pro-American propaganda, which won't take credit for everything. You know?
That is very well said. I think that that people like you, Phil, that are always trying to give America credit...
And people like you that are always trying to rip her down...
I am not trying to rip the country down, but are you trying to tell me that the war in Iraq inspired the demonstrations in Egypt and Tunisia?
Yeah, see, I think that's overstepping your bounds. Yep.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. Is it just coincidence? Is it just, it just happens to be coincidence that the American invasion of Iraq, all of this stuff that happened in the Middle East, we had 9/11, and then we had the crap hit the fan in the Middle East for the first time in years.
What do you mean, first time in years? I mean, you know, Israel's been down there fighting the fight.
No. You're missing the point. This was the first time that a power from outside of the Middle East came in and rocked the freaking boat. And we went in and we did what we did. And the next thing you know, well, guess what? We've got the green wave there in Iran, and we have the thing in Tunisia. We got the thing in Egypt, and everybody doing twists and flips to try to not have it be about America.
I think that is propagandizing at its worst.
Phil, I think you just got to understand something. No way. I am as much a fan of America as you are.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, yes, I am, Mr. Henry, but it so happens that I believe that the war in Iraq is wrong, and I was convinced of that through a series of meetings that I've had, not only with members of the anti-war movement, but my own personal life. The fact that I was very blessed, Phil. I was very blessed that I was awarded a part of my uncle's estate on my wife's side after he died, with the provision that I be opposed to the war in Iraq. And I didn't find it very difficult at that time to sign on to that.
And wait, what is this?
No, that's very courageous.
Thank you.
Wait, what is this? What happened?
I said that my wife's uncle, who held a great deal of land in Northern California and also held some tracts of land in San Francisco City of the Bay, the city of the Bay.
San Francisco?
Yes, sir. I'm a little bit nervous about talking about this because it still excites me thinking of it. I came into quite a bit of money, but it was a provision in his will that I be opposed to war in Iraq. He was very liberal. And he was a man who fought his whole life through for the peace of the world.
That is absolutely beautiful. And, Phil, I think stories like that are happening all over the world.
Stories like that where a guy changes his position politically so he gets a lot of money?
That is not what happened there.
No, Phil, I did that out of love for my wife.
Out of love for your wife?
My wife wanted me to do something that would make the old man smile. We had been at odds for a long time. I had been in favor of it. I'd been in favor of it a long time. And my wife said, please, Jay, he wants to know that you love him. And I said, I guess this makes me wrong, but I don't think it does.
What?
I said to him, I will do whatever you want me to do, but I need to have a percentage stake in the estate.
See?
Well, you guys are looking at me like, what don't you get, Phil? What don't you guys get?
What is not to get?
What are you talking about?
This guy changes his point of view on the war in Iraq so he has a percentage of his great uncle, or what is it?
It was my uncle-in-law.
Your uncle-in-law? What is that?
You don't know what an uncle-in-law... Let's not get bogged down, Phil. An uncle-in-law. All right?
Yeah, you don't know what that is?
Who knows what an uncle-in-law is? In other words,
my wife's uncle. He's an uncle-in-law.
I've never heard of an uncle-in-law. I've heard of uncles, and I don't think it extends that far.
Well, it extends... What's that supposed to be? It extends that far.
What are you talking about... He can't... You know, Phil, you really are obsessed with penis size.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying extension of the family ties.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can tell you this.
What are you smiling at?
I just the obsessions you have.
I wasn't talking about that. You've got some kind of a mental disorder.
Mr. Henry, what I'm saying is that I try to make an old man smile. And when I said to him, are you telling me that you will give me interest in two ranches up in Cloverdale as well as a piece of property in San Francisco if I oppose the war in Iraq officially? He said, yeah, I do. And I remember I shook his hand and I said, that's a deal. And he died, but I'm glad that I made him happy.
And yeah, but there was no personal interest in any of that, was there?
No, there was not. I swear to God, no, there was not, mister. I know you don't believe me, Mr. Henry, but I swear to God.
Phil, I think the man is sincere.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, I think you're very cynical, Phil.
No, Jay, come on. Look, I wasn't born yesterday, man. You're telling me... That
Bill, you weren't born yesterday, I understand that, but you got a long way to go to learn about people. You really do, Mr. Henry.
No, do I really? Well, I'll tell you what, the lesson doesn't start here. You're telling me that you went to this man and you said to him, I'll oppose the war in Iraq if I get a piece of the estate. You said that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, because I knew he was drawing up his will, and I knew that Mandy, who's my wife, was going to get peace, but that don't mean I get no peace. And
why, yes, it does, in California's community property.
This is going to be held by her. It's going to have nothing to do with me.
Wait a minute. Anything that you... Well, I don't know what the law says.
Yeah, right there. You don't know what the law says. All right, Cochise, you don't know what the law says.
No, I'm just saying to you, I swear to Almighty God, I swear on a stack of Bibles, I didn't take it just to be rich. I swear to God.
I'm not convinced. I don't believe you.
Oh, okay, so, all right, then I think you're a douchebag. How's that feel?
I don't care.
Well, I don't care if you don't believe me.
You see what happened? You relegate yourself to the level of a child. You know?
I believe he just said that I'm a douchebag.
Yes, but he did say that you are a douchebag, but I think in this instance, that is a very adult statement.
Right. Because you called me a liar.
I called you a liar because I...
Phil. Go ahead. Explain.
We're going into a commercial break.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget that the Phil Hendry Show is online at philhendryshow.com. Episode 44, the free Phil Hendry podcast, will be dropping tomorrow. We're going to up our podcast output to 4 a week. The Milwaukee Lions are blacked out this week, but there will be a Hillbilly Football Conference game. We just talked to Larry McKinney earlier in the show, and he and Ned Garline will be at the Portland-Tucson game, and we'll carry that for you live Monday. We'll have the audio version of that. That is the we'll have the radio call on Phil TV and HD Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All right, Jay Santos on the line with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we've been talking here about the Libyan people. To me, this is an amazing thing. And as I said, I've never seen it before. And I think that what makes a lot of people nervous, Margaret, you and Jay...
Are you going to talk to us directly, or are you going to talk about us like we're not here?
I'm going to talk to you directly. But there's no question that there are things happening in this world that throws you guys, you liberal, progressive, what do you want to call it, when it comes to these things... You know,
Phil, hold on. I'm not a liberal. I am 100% a conservative. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That you are opposed to the war in Iraq.
Yeah, right. And so is Ron Paul. So is Ron Paul.
Okay, you're a conservative.
That is absolutely right.
What do you think about national health care?
I am a conservative, Phil, in a million percent down the line. All right? And because I'm a conservative, a million percent down the line, I am in favor of national health care.
That is a completely, that is antithetical, that is anathema to conservatives.
Well, I don't know none of that. Yeah, you want to start using 50-cent word. Yep.
No, I'm not, sir. That is absolutely anathema to people in the conservative movement supporting national health care.
No, Mr. Henry, I would suggest that you start reading up on issues a little bit better. You don't know what you're talking about. National health care is something that conservatives have long triumphed, but they've long, what's the word? They've long been triumphant over.
You mean championed?
That is correct. National health care has been something conservatives have long been championing. And I don't know where you get the idea.
I don't know where you get the idea that conservatives like national health care. They hate it. They especially hate it because of Obama. They don't like it. They think it's a national tax that is onerous, if not absolutely ruinous. They believe it to be the ultimate in government intrusion. They believe it takes choice away from people as to their health care provider and their doctors. They believe that it is going to be giving away money to a bunch of deadbeat poor people. I mean, are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding?
Well, you know, I feel sorry. Everything you just said there, you know, I feel sorry for you.
Phil, there are aspects of the conservative movement that do agree.
Aspects, huh?
Yes, that do agree with national health care.
I don't know of any.
Well, what about I don't know.
How about Medicare?
Medicare is one thing that conservatives have accepted because their constituents won't let them not accept it. Even conservative voters, and that is people that are in the age group that most benefit by Medicare, even those people will not allow their conservative representatives, congresspeople, senators, etc., they will not allow them to do anything. It has become de facto. It is an accepted part of American life. Okay?
Well, so in other words, that's what I'm saying. If you say that Medicare is accepted by conservatives, then it is a very small step, Mr. Henry, very small step indeed, to go national health care. I don't know why you don't get that.
That is a very good point, and I think that is often overlooked.
You know,
Phil, if you're losing the argument, lose it with grace, please.
I think that's that.
You guys are never going to get me to buy that. There's no conservative in America that would ever stand here and say, "Oh yeah, sure, we believe." Let me ask you this: what about abortion?
You're talking about a woman's right to choose. I think conservatives are right down. You got to understand something, Mr. Henry. I don't know.
Yep. Let me answer for you. You believe in abortion.
I want to answer the way I want to answer, okay?
No, you believe in abortion.
I want to answer the way I want to answer, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
Now, you're talking about abortion as in before it's born, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about a woman's right to choose, Jay.
All right. So, in other words, terminating a kid before it is fully born. I don't know the medical term.
Terminating the pregnancy. Terminating the pregnancy up to a certain point. There is a legal standard. First trimester, second trimester.
Right. But you're talking about terminating pregnancy before there is ever a kid. Is basically what I'm saying, yep.
Basically, that's true, Jay. Before there's a kid, yes.
All right, before a kid. And conservatives have never been opposed to that. And
that is absolute horse dung.
Will you please let him finish?
That is not horse dung, Mr. Henry. That is not horse dung, Mr. Henry. That is absolute truth. If you're saying before it's a kid, after it's a kid, no conservative would be in favor of that.
No liberals in favor of that. Who wants to kill a child? We're talking about the pregnancy of a woman carrying a fetus that is a part of her body up to a certain point. This is a part of the system, the woman's physical system, the support of this fetus. And up to a certain point, according to our law, it is legal for that woman to have an abortion. And you agree with that?
Absolutely. I don't agree with it after it's a kid.
After it's a kid? Are you talking about when it's born?
Why don't you calm down?
Yeah, I really don't like...
Yeah, you better calm down, Phil. Mr. Hall...
I don't care about Mr. Hall. What do you mean after it's a kid?
After it's a kid. After it comes out walking around. If it's walking around, are you afraid we're going to be terminated?
What? You know, Jay, I've known you for a lot of years, man. When did you start talking gibberish? You know?
You don't agree with my opinion.
No, that's not it. You're just talking like this. Yeah.
Well, here we go again. Phil always goes to this. You always drop down to the level of pointing and laughing at someone's misshapen mouth. Now, I can tell listening to Mr. Santos that he probably... Were you ever involved, Mr. Santos, in an automobile accident where something was driven into your face?
No, I was not, ma'am. No, I was not. Why do you say that?
I'm standing up for your rights to speak as you do.
I come from Pennsylvania.
There, he comes from Pennsylvania. That's why you talk...
You know, Phil, there's a lot of stuff you say that I don't understand. And one of the things you say I don't understand is the support of a war of Iraq. I don't get that at all.
And one of the things that I don't understand you're saying is you believe in abortion as a conservative up to the point that it's walking around.
Yeah, when a kid's walking around.
What about when it's crawling?
Well, it's the same difference. I'm talking about... You know.
Phil, he's saying that when the child is now an ex-fetus, or when it is external, when the child is an external child, do you understand?
When the child is an external child, yeah.
Well, don't sit there as if I'm the one that's being stupid. When the child, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Now, he does this on purpose, Ms. Gray, because I've seen it. Before.
No, wait. All night long here, Jay, since I've had you on, you've been talking about being a conservative. And I say, give me some conservative points of view. Well, we're in favor of health care and we're pro-abortion. Those are, to my way of thinking, traditional liberal points of view.
Liberals do think that way, but conservatives do too. Those are areas that we agree on.
Yeah, those are areas we're going to agree on. With a
liberal?
With the other one. With a
Democrat.
No. With a
liberal.
No, with a.
What about progressive?
Yeah, progressive. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, whatever, man. It's the same thing.
No, not whatever. No, not whatever. Not whatever. Because a progressive is going to be more open-minded about these things.
All right. So, in any event, you believe in abortion. Okay. Next topic.
No, but I want to be clear on this. I'm talking about the external kid.
See, he's saying, Phil, when the kid is external.
Oh, boy, you guys really are pissing me off. When the kid's... You mean after the kid was born?
Yes.
Okay, you can say that. Where does this external kid come from?
That is a very specific term. I am really amazed that you refuse to use terms that are a part of the lexicon of this debate. Oh, my God.
Margaret.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, in any event, thank you, Margaret. So when the kid and what the way I've heard it, a kid's external when a kid's walking around, walking and going where it wants to go. Obviously, when it's a fetus, it's only going to go. Well, it can't go nowhere. You know,
when it's a fetus. Gee, let me think. Oh yeah, it has to stay inside the woman's body.
Look at the sarcasm.
Yeah, I feel it's not becoming. Okay.
Well, gee, I'm really sorry that I'm not attractive to you. Wow.
Hey. By the way, that's one other thing that conservatives are very much in agreement about.
You guys believe in gay marriage?
Yes, we do, but that don't mean I'm going to marry you, okay?
Who says you... Okay. All right, Jay, so thank you very much.
Well, I wanted to mention that we are going to have a Citizens Auxiliary Police block meeting, and this is going to have to do with your mailboxes, which have a lot of... I just want to mention this is South Bay, if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll try not to take up your valuable time, God.
Phil, why can't you be gracious enough to just let him win this argument?
You win, Jay. You win.
So you do agree that once a kid is going where it wants to go...
You shouldn't kill it. I agree.
Okay. Now, the next thing I want to mention is that we're having a neighborhood meeting. This will be taking place on September 2nd.
Wait, September 2nd?
That's correct.
Well, that's like... 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
did the meeting already take place?
I guess it did. I guess I missed it. It was a meeting on what they were... That's what... Now I understand. My mailbox got blown up. I understand now. I went out to my mailbox yesterday morning, and it had been blown up. And the reason for that is now I get it. Okay.
What, your mailbox had been blown up. What does that mean?
Well, the meeting that we were having, that I thought we were going to have, is... Can you hold on for just... Yeah, would you get Major Newton on the phone? Because my mailbox... Now I know why the mailbox got blown up. Yeah. What happened was, Phil, we had a meeting. People are leaving excess mail, and they're leaving junk mail and flyers in their mailboxes. And that flyer material gets blown out of the mailbox out on the street. And I had said to Major Newton it would be a very good thing if we could at least tell people that they need to get that mail out of that mailbox or there's going to be a consequence. And
so what was the blowing up people's mailboxes?
That was one of the things to discuss. Okay.
Well, let him finish. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was one of the things to discuss. Jim Newton. Do you have that recording? Jim Talisman, or Talifaro is his name. Jim Talifaro, and his wife had, had not gotten a mail out of the box. You record that. Go ahead, roll that. That's recorded. Point blank, Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right, so that was one of the things that...
I didn't hear that. What was that?
That was a mailbox exploding, right?
Yeah, we had blowed up Jim Talivero. His mailbox, not him, obviously. Well, go ahead. This is our exact place, and we're going to Bob Terrier. And that was the mailbox get blown up.
So you came out to your mailbox today, and it was blown to bits.
That is correct.
What are you laughing at?
Is he laughing?
Yes, he is. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the fact that Jay had his own mailbox.
I got to tell you, I've seen the dregs in my life. I've really seen the dregs. I've seen the scum of the earth. But you are rock bottom. You really are, Mr. Henry.
I'm rock bottom because I am what?
You're laughing at the destruction of a man's personal property.
Because this guy's own Citizens Auxiliary Police said, get your garbage junk mail out of there or your mailbox is going to get blown up.
Right, but I am one of the founding members of Citizens Auxiliary Police. Don't you think I get passed? Or at least someone going to give me... And instead, my mailbox get blown up?
Well, you're out there recording other guys' mailboxes getting blown up.
That was Jim Talavero. Okay? Enough said.
No, not enough said. I never heard of this guy.
You've never heard of him?
No, I have not.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Mr. Henry, that Jim Talavero was at one time on a short list of the Zodiac murderer. Okay?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Jim Talavero, I think I read the name on... It wasn't on Wikipedia. It was one of the later names mentioned.
Jim Talavero was on a short list of the killer... Did they arrest him?
No, they did not. They didn't find any evidence.
Oh, but he was on the list.
He was suspected, yes.
Okay, so that means, he got his mailbox blown up.
I think if you were on a short list of people... I'm sorry, I can't take it anymore.
All right.
Well, you know something, Phil? I'm glad you're having a good time, because I think Mr. Santos is right, and it is unnecessary to laugh at a man's misfortune.
Jay, I gotta let you go, okay?
Phil, yeah, let me go. Right when I'm making my good point.
You hung up on him, Mr. Ange. Just want you know.
I know. You don't have to tell me that I've hung up on somebody. I know. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. And then we'll get into the Jim Talavero.
I'm not talking about any such thing with you. I think you acted very crudely and very rudely.
Well, I'm going to talk about it. You don't have to. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth.
Jim
Talley is our bitch.
On a short list.
The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I think that was good. Welcome back to your world-famous Phil Henry Show. And on the line with me is Frank Gray, Margaret's husband. Frank, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing very, very well, young man. I'm better than Custer. It's good to be on the air with you. Hello, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you, darling?
We're good. We're coming back from the dinner. We had a baseball dinner, and even though the season is long way off, my son is going to probably be one of the starting pitchers on the freshman year. So she's very excited about that.
Yeah, Frank has gender confusion.
Yeah, I know that. Frank, your son, Jason J. Delmonico, is going to be a pitcher on the Frosh squad?
That's it, yeah. They have a freshman squad at the high school, and he's great. The coach is a woman, and he told me that he thinks that Jason J. Delmonico could possibly be a big league pitcher because he really likes her arm, you know.
The coach is a woman, huh?
Oh, yeah, that happens now.
Well, it's not so unusual. They are encouraging women to stand up and stand up for themselves and quit being stepped on by men.
Well, I'm not saying anything, but I mean, I don't know that many women who were knowledgeable in the, baseball.
Well, you were the one that was making all the fast pitch jokes.
Yeah, well, you had to understand that this woman is a heterosexual.
Okay, so?
Well, it's unusual coming from the fast pitch softball background that he comes from.
Does your son play hardball or softball, or what does he play?
Well, I'd like to think that she plays hardball. I mean, when it counts, you know.
I'm not asking that, Frank. I'm asking, does your son what kind of baseball does your son play?
He plays a hell of a great brand of baseball.
He's one of the best players, Phil.
No, I'm not asking that. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Who are you yelling at? Are you yelling at me?
Yes, I'm yelling at both of you. I'm asking, do you know what softball is?
I know that you play a brand of softball, my friend. You don't scare me at all.
And I'm not talking about the rhetorical or the metaphorical uses of the word. I'm talking about the literal game of... Okay, so what's that mean?
Well, obviously he hung up, Phil. He doesn't like you yelling at him.
How stupid are people at your house?
You know, I could get up too and walk out of here, but I'm not...
Now, look at that. You made her cry.
Yeah, that's good, man. Margaret, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
How dare you raise your voice?
All right. I was asking Frank if Jason J. Delmonico plays the kind of baseball where they throw overhand. Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Then why couldn't someone answer me?
Well, you're talking about the kind that the Dodgers play.
Yes. Does he play that kind? Or does he play softball, which is the underhand kind?
And you're making a lesbian joke.
No, I'm not making a lesbian joke. No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all.
Well, why would you call my son that?
I'm not calling your son a lesbian. I assume your son being male.
See, there you go with your sarcasm. Phil, I've got to go in the bathroom. I have to relieve myself. I also need to change some feminine things. And I'm going to think about what you said.
Great. Thank you for making that announcement.
Well, Phil, I don't think your audience is immature as you and Bud, who's laughing right now.
I can't help it. He's pretty funny.
Shut up, Bud. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Okay.
So do you mind if I go and do that?
No, I don't mind at all. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Phil Henry.
Do you have the key to the bathroom?